Okay, Guy walks into a bar. The place is packed, and the chances of catching the bartender's eye are not great with all that competition. So this is what occurred to Drew Stegmeier, outgoing president of the Entrepreneur Club at Virginia Tech.
I turned 21 last summer, so in August in Hokey House, I remember being at the bar, and it was a pain, and I'm going, this is dumb. And I was really thinking, like, why couldn't I do this on my phone? Because I saw the point of sale, and I was like, there's a way I could send them the order. They wouldn't have to mess with the credit card or anything like that, and it would just be easier. And that just kind of went in the idea logbook or whatever.
Stegmeier graduated in May with a degree in management. He didn't even discover the Entrepreneur Club until spring of his junior year. But he says joining gave him the tools to do what he really wanted, start his own company.
So the one I'm working on now, the company's called Drink Up, and it's a mobile application that you can order and pay for drinks at bars on your smartphone.
The app seems perfect for Stegmeier's demographic, but there's more to it than a sophomoric desire for partying with convenience. Here's the business model.
And so you don't have to wait in line, and it increases the throughput for bars. And they also get better customer relationship because they know who their customers are. So the total transaction time at a bar between ordering to finish is 120 seconds. Or only 30 of those seconds are making the drink. The other 90 go into hearing the order because it's loud, there's music, turning away from the customer and punching stuff into the point of sale system, and it's outdated.
His dad suggested he think about working for another company first, learn the ropes before going out on his own. But there are three R's in the word entrepreneur, and they all stand for risk. Stegmeier says, what better time to try this kind of thing before you have too much to lose?
And I told him straight up, and I was like, this company probably won't work. 90% of startups fail. Especially the first one. It's probably going to fail miserably and crash and burn. But when it does, I'll just go on to the next one. It's not like, oh no, if this doesn't work, then I'm screwed for life. And this is kind of an adventure. The journey is the reward.
Stegmeier is hoping to interest a local bar in testing his app sometime this summer. I'm Robbie Harris.